God have now gathered together for summer services here at Silver Springs. The Monaga and Brainerd congregations have been preparing for these services with much excitement, with a lot of work. In our own lives, it's brought us joy and excitement to look forward to these services. As we've prepared for these services, we selected as a motto from 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, which reads, "That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you." When you look at the logo that we've prepared for these summer services, it depicts a few figures. Two of them are seen speaking to another stranger who is not on the pathway. They're sharing with that person that which they have seen and heard. When you look at that logo, you'll see that one of them is pointing forward to the setting sun and cross. It depicts the destination of faith that we all have. The other is beckoning to the stranger who is walking there near the pathway, that time is short. We need to continue the journey. Come with us, repent and believe the gospel. We can travel together. And before these three people is a narrow way, the narrow way of life which leads to heaven's shore. I guess the focus of that logo is something that's slightly off to the upper right. It's prominent in that sense that it's not in that full oval, so it catches your eye. It's a picture of a cross, a red cross on a white background. It points to that which Jesus has done for us there on Golgotha. One of the songwriters very appropriately sings about that picture. From a familiar Easter song, it says this, that joy uplifts the congregation as the beams of life are shed. On the cross, the sun is shining, pure and white and bloody red. Before us is the Lord Jesus. He has promised to be where two or three are gathered. And the bloody work that he did for us on the cross obtained for us a beautiful white robe of righteousness for which we rejoice. It gives us hope of heaven. We always look forward to these summer services. The focus has always been that we would hear and study God's Word. Again, this year's services are no different. It's always been the same. I believe that the brothers that come before you will not be offering anything new. It's that which is found in God's Word and what God reveals to them. They and their own selves are weak and unworthy. But God is able to fill even their service. Even those things, when they open their mouths, he's able to fill it with his mystery. He does the work. He opens and he closes as he alone can. The servant simply declares what he has seen or heard. And then God blesses the work and gives the increase. Likewise, as believers of this day, we do the same work in our own lives, and God uses us for that. The message that we have heard and seen from our parents, from our grandparents, we have passed along to our children and grandchildren, and the message has continued to be the same and has not changed. We have heard instruction and comfort from God's word, and we have witnessed the effect that happens. As our brother mentioned, mission work. It was just a week or so ago, for example, I was able to serve the believers there in Pakistan via WhatsApp. And when God opened his word, it was in this way that I related about my own home experience. How when going to bed, it's good to pause around the gospel, a very familiar message. That's what we speak of, because that's what we know. We have heard and seen and experienced it, and that's what we can offer. What we have been comforted, we comfort with. God's word calls and gathers and enlightens, and we hope that at these services, he could also call and gather and enlighten his word to all the listeners that come. For the believer, it's a wonderful thing to hear the same message over and over again. There may be those who come who are offended by God's word. And it's always been the same. There always will be those who are offended by what they hear. But nevertheless, we continue to do the work as we have been asked to do. As believers, we can say that we will receive comfort and nourishment because we know what we've experienced before. And it's always been the same, the simple message of the gospel. So even this afternoon, as I welcome you to these services, I welcome you with a message from the heart of the Heavenly Father that you can already uplift your heart and believe, all of your sins and faults of the journey forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, and believe it onto peace and freedom and joy. May I also hear the same gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.